able to worship with you during this beautiful Christmas season.
在这个圣诞节的这个季节，真的能够和大家在一起来敬拜主，非常的高兴。
As we all know, this season is filled with spiritual significance and implications.
所以大家要知道，在这个季节里面，是一个充满了这个属灵意义还有寓意的季节。
But we all know that this is also the most commercialized season of the year.
当然，我们也知道说，这是一年里面最商业化的一个季节。
And merchants and business retailers, they're doing everything they can to market their products and to lure us with their deep discounts so we can spend a lot of money during this time of the season.
所以这些商家商店他们都做了竭尽所能在推销他们的产品，用各种各样的促销，想让我们花更多的钱去买他们的产品。
And a report just came out a couple days ago showing how much we spent online this year.
几天之前呢，有一个分析报告显示了我们说在今年这个感恩节的季节，我们到底花了多少钱。
You can see up here $5 billion on Thanksgiving Day.
大家可以在屏幕上看见哦，这个感恩节就是$50 billion。
$9 billion Black Friday.
黑五呢是$90 billion。
$10 billion on Saturday and Sunday.
周六周日是100亿。
And then $11 billion on Cyber Monday.
我们中文叫剁手星期一哦，这个。
Total of $35 billion in just 5 days.
这五天里面总共是花了350亿。
But you know that's not the end, right? Because Christmas is coming, and we are going to spend more money. Oh, and cannot wait till the after Christmas sale.
但这个还没有结束是吧，我们知道圣诞节马上要来了，我们会花更多的钱，而且圣诞节之后还有一个圣诞节之后的一个大促销。
And see, that's the way of this world, because in this world, when you don't focus on the important things, you will, this will be the most important things in our lives.
大家也看见，我们就身处这样一个世代里面，如果我们不定睛在一些最重要的事情上，这些事情就会成我们最重要的事情。
But as God's people, I believe God wants us to focus on Him this Christmas season.
当然我们作为神的子民，我们应该知道神希望在我们在这个季节应该是定睛在他身上。
I entitled today's message, Love Came Down.
所以我把今天的这个到了是命名为是爱的降临。
I hope that thisChristmas season, we will be reminded of the true meaning of Christmas.
我希望说我们在这个圣诞节的季节，我们可以呢真的要记住这个圣诞节的真正的含义。
God loved us so much that He came to us, and that love changed the way we live.
因为神是如此的爱我们，所以他来到了我们当中，而且他的爱改变了我们。
So let's look at today's passage, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.And verse 14.
那今天我们的经文是约翰福音的一章的一到四节，九到十四节。
Now let's read first in English and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文读一遍，再用中文读一遍。
Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made.In Him was light, and that light was the light of all mankind. Verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们中文再读一遍哦。第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在。万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
May God bless reading of His Word. Here are 3 points for today's message.
好，愿神呢祝福我们今天可以读的话语啊。这是今天的这个信息的概要。
The first is God with us, the amazing concept that Creator God came to be with us.
第一点是神与我们同在，这是一个非常奇妙的这个概念，因为这个天和地的创造者是和我们在一起。
Number two, we're going to look at the spiritual significance of Jesus becoming flesh.
那第二点我们要看一下说这个耶稣道成肉身这个属灵意义。
And lastly, the display of God's glory in our lives.
最后去看一下神的荣耀如何可以在我们的生命里面显现出来。
Number one, God with us. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Talking about Jesus. And the Word was God.
那第一点，神与我们同在。第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Now, this verse is one of those very, very important verses in the Bible.
那这个经文就是属于那种在圣经里面是一个非常重要的一节经文。
You cannot call yourself a Christian and deny this verse.
如果你否定不承认这个经文的话，那基本上你就不能把自己称为一个基督徒。
Because this verse tells us Jesus is God.
因为这个经文告诉我们耶稣就是神。
You know, some people perhaps have come to your door, knock on your door, and trying to convert you.
那可能你可能有这样的经历，可能有人呢到了你家这么敲你的门，想尝试把你呢变成他们的宗教。
And you try to tell them, oh, it's okay. I'm a Christian. I read the Bible and I believe in Jesus.
你可能会跟他们说啊，不用了，不需要了，因为我平常是读圣经的，对吧？我是基督徒，我知道耶稣基督是神。
What's their reply?
你看他们一般会怎么样回答
？Oh, we read the Bible too.
他一般会说啊，我们也读经圣经。
And we believe in Jesus too.
他们也说我们相信耶稣。
But you know the difference is that they do not believe that Jesus is God.
但是问题是说他们区别就在这里，他们不相信耶稣就是神。
That Jesus to them is just one of the prophets, one of the good teachers.
对他们来说。耶稣只是一个先知，一个好夫子。
And this verse, the first three words, very important. In the beginning.
那这个经文里面的头三个词非常重要啊，太初。
These words appeared in Genesis chapter 1, where it says, "In the beginning, God created."
大家记不记得在创世纪的经文里面，第一段就这样说。起初神创造天地。
See, the writer is trying to make a connection for the Jewish readers, for them who believe and worship the God of Old Testament.
所以作者就是约翰是故意用这个词来尝试和这些犹太人建立起这个联系，因为犹太人是相信旧约里面的神。
And he's trying to tell them Jesus is God.
他在这里尝试告诉他们说耶稣就是神。
And guess what? Verse 14. The Son of God, Jesus, came and made his dwelling among us.
然后十四节经文就说了说这个神的儿子就耶稣基督来到了我们中间。
The word dwell means tabernacle.
这个英文这个 dwell 就是住的话当字面意思就是帐幕的意思。
Referring back to the story of the Exodus, where God's people were wandering in the desert.
所以大家回想这个出埃及记里面，当神的子民在沙漠中行走的时候
，God instructed Moses to build him a tabernacle so that God could dwell with His people.
当时神呢是指示了摩西让他建立一个帐幕，这样子神就可以说在帐幕里面与他的子民同在。
And so when the Jewish readers, when they heard the word tabernacle, immediately they have a good idea that it's talking about God's presence in a very real and tangible way.
所以当犹太人听见帐幕这个词的时候，他们马上就联系到了这种场景，就神以一种是非常真实和有形的形式和他们在一起。
And that's what John is trying to say to his readers. God has come to dwell with us.
那这个约翰在这里就尝试跟犹太人说这个话，就是说神是来到了我们中间和我们住在一起。
Now, we cannot take this for granted because the Old Testament, this never happened.
我们不能把这个就当作是理所当然的事情，因为在旧约里面，这个是根本不可能发生的事情。
Remember Moses, he wanted to be with God. He yearned to be close to God, and he said, "God, show me your glory."
还记得摩西当时他渴望见到神，他跟神说：“神啊，让我看看你的荣耀。”
God says, "I can't, because that will kill you."
当时神对他说：“我没有办法这样做，因为这会杀死你。”
But God said.Let me make a special arrangement with you.
但神跟他说，我可以给你做一个特别的安排。
Look at this passage, Exodus 33. I will put you in the cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen.
看一下这个经文哦，我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去，然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。
And the Bible says, after that, Moses, his face was so radiant that he had to cover his face for many days.
那这个事情经过之后呢，经文有告诉我们说，即使过了好多天之后，这个摩西脸上的这个荣光还是光芒四射，他不得不掩就用这个一个布呢遮着脸，遮了好几天。
See, God is so holy. To be with God is a big deal.
所以神是如此的神圣，所以呢，和神在一起是一件非常大的事情。
But today, you know, we are in our generation, we hear, "Oh, God made His dwelling upon us."
可是到了我们这个时代，当我们说听到这句话说神和我们住在一起的时候
，We say, "Oh, that's cool."
我们觉得哦，没什么，这挺好的。
What's for dinner tonight?
然后下午就今晚晚饭吃啥
？Who are the Seahawks playing today?
然后说这个西号队今晚赢了谁
？Moses, if he heard this, he would be jumping up and down. He said, "This is impossible. This is inconceivable."
但是如果大家想象，如果是摩西听到这样的一个消息的时候，他肯定兴奋地跳上跳下，因为他认为说这是真的没法想象的好事情。
The Bible says, "What is man that you are mindful of him?"
所以有时候圣经讲过说，我们是只是人，对吧？为什么神你会关心我们
？And yet God chose to have a relationship with us, to love us by coming to us and reveal Himself to us.
但是神却是决定了要爱我们，而且呢。爱我们，他要来到我们当中向我们显示他。
On April 12th, 1961,
在1961年4月12号
Yuri Gagarin, an astronaut from USSR, became the first human to travel into space and orbit the Earth.
这个来自苏联的这个宇航员呢，尤里加加林成为第一个进入太空并环绕地球运行的人。
During that flight.He arrogantly said these words, "Hey, I don't see any God up here."
在他的飞行的这个期间呢，他非常傲慢地说了这句话，说：“我在这里没有看见什么神。”
See, by saying that, he is denying God's presence.
所以呢，他这样说，他基本上就否认了神的存在。
What God? I don't see any God up here.
他说：“什么神啊？我这里什么神都没看见。”
Well, in response, C.S. Lewis, a prominent Christian thinker and theologian, wrote these statements.
那作为回应呢，这著名的基督教神学家还有作家呢 ，C.S. 刘易斯呢是这样写的。
He said, "If there is a God that created us, we could not discover Him by going up into the air."
他说，如果真的有一位神创造了我们的话，我们是不可能通过飞上天去发现他的。
God does not relate to us the way a man on the second floor would relate to the man on the first floor.
神与我们的关系并不是说那种二楼和一楼的人那种关系。
He would relate to us the way Shakespeare relates to Hamlet.
神与我们的关系就等于好比是莎士比亚和哈姆雷特的关系。
Shakespeare is the creator of Hamlet's world and of Hamlet himself.
大家知道莎士比亚就是这个作家，是把他写了哈姆雷特，所以他说莎士比亚好比就是说他是创造了哈姆雷特，莎士比亚是创造了哈姆雷特还整个世界还有他本人的这样一个作者。
Hamlet can only know about Shakespeare only if the author reveals the information about himself in the play.
只有说这莎士比亚作为作者是吧，在这个剧中透露他自己的信息，这样哈姆雷特才有可能了解莎士比亚。
So too, the only way for us to know about God is only God has revealed Himself to us.
所以同样的原因是吧，除非是神他自己向我们显现他自己，不然我们是不可能认识到他。
You see, that's what's so amazing about Christmas is that God, the creator of heaven and earth, our creator, chose to reveal himself to us, his creation.
所以呢，这就是为什么圣诞节是一个如此奇妙的其中一个原因，就是天和地还有我们的创造者，我们的神啊，他选择了向我们显示他自己。
Christmas tells us how much God loves us.
圣诞节告诉我们神有多么的爱我们。
By having a relationship with us.
借着说和我们建立起一个关系。
And that's why many, many theologians, they concluded the concept of incarnation is got to be the most amazing miracle of the entire Bible.
这是为什么许多神学家认为道成肉身这个概念呢，其实是整个圣经里面最令人惊叹的奇迹。
And the well-known theologian Dr. Wayne Grudem said these words, in fact, that an infinite, omnipotent, eternal Son of God could come, become man, and join himself in human nature will remain for eternity the most profound miracle and the most profound mystery in all the universe.
这是为什么著名的神学家 Wayne Grudem 博士他说了这样的一话，他说神的那位无限的全能的永恒的儿子他能够成为人并且融入人的本性，这个事实将永远是宇宙中最深刻的奇迹和最深刻的奥秘。
How much does God love us?
他也想想神到底有多爱我们。
He became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
他成为肉身，他住在我们中间。
I hope we will never take that for granted.
我希望我们永远都不会把这个当作一个理所当然的事情。
Amen. Let's look at the second point, the spiritual significance of Jesus becoming flesh.
大家再看一下第二点，就是这个耶稣基督他道成肉身，这里面的属灵的意义。
John wanted to tell us that Jesus became a man, fully man.
约翰在这里要告诉我们说，耶稣基督他成为了一个完完全全的人。
Why is that important at all?
那这个为什么真的是有那么重要呢？
Because if he, Jesus, was not human, well, then he really did not die for me.
因为大家想想，如果耶稣基督没有成为一个真正完完全全的人的话，他就没有为我们的死。
In order for Jesus to die for us, he had to be human.
那就是说，耶稣基督他为了能够可以为我们的死，他必须成为一个人。
And that's why the verse today, the Message translation says, "The Word became flesh and blood." And moved into our neighborhood.
所以为什么大家有另外一个 MSG 的这个译文呢？是说这个道变成了血肉之体，进入了社区。
Now I want to show you a few verses in the Bible that puts emphasis on the humanity of Jesus when it talks about Jesus' redemptive work in our lives.
我跟大家再看看几段经文，这里提到了是当耶稣基督他救赎我们的罪的时候，他里面的这个人性。
Hebrews 2:14, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death.
希伯来书2:14，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Let's look at a few more verses. All right, 2 John chapter 1 verse 7. I say this because many deceivers have gone out into the world. They deny that Jesus Christ came in real body. Such a person is a deceiver and antichrist.
我们再多看几段经文，约翰二书一章七节，因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。
1 John 4:2 This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
约翰一书四章二节，凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的，从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
One more verse, 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, his fleshly wounds, you have been healed.
彼得前书二章二十四节，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
Do you see? Clearly, the scripture of God tells us that Jesus died for our sins and that he was truly, fully human.
大家有没有看见？经文反复地告诉我们，耶稣基督为了我们而死，而且他是作为一个完全的人而死的。
And that's why today's passage, 1 John, John urges his readers to put their trust in Jesus Christ because he died for their sins.
就因为今天的经文，约翰福音，约翰告诉我们说，我们要记着，这耶稣基督是为了我们而死的。
Look at this passage, verses 9 to 12. Verse 9 says, True light, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming to the world. Verse 12. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
九到十节经文，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界的他造的，世界却不认识他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
See, love came down and died for our sins.
大家有没有看见，爱是降临了，而且呢，为了我们的罪而死了。
One pastor puts it this way: It's like the story of Adam and Eve in the garden, both of them sinned and deserved to die.
有位牧者呢这样说过，这就像呢亚当和夏娃在这个他们都犯了罪，都要死。
But hypothetically speaking, for the sake of illustration, let's say that Adam wasn't with Eve when she sinned, and that he was on the other side of the garden.
我们就假设说，我们为了讲述这个道理，我们假设说，如果当时说亚当没有在场的话呢，会怎么样
？Then a conversation like this would have taken place.
有可能这样子一个亚当和神可能会有这样的一个对话。
God would have had to go to Adam and said to Adam, "I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but your beloved bride has sinned."
神这时候可能就要到亚当那边对亚当说，亚当非常对不起，我要告诉你，你所心爱的这个新娘犯了罪。
And she's going to have to die.
她必须要死。
Now while we know that did not take place, but a conversation similar to that did take place.
那我们当知道这个没有发生这样的事情，但是我们也知道说一个类似这样的对话其实是真的发生了。
See, after Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, God the Father had to say to Jesus.
所以在亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面他犯了罪的时候，我们的神父神要这样子和耶稣基督说。
God said, "I'm sorry to have to tell you this, son, but your beloved bride has sinned."
神要对耶稣这样说，我心爱的儿子，非常对不起，但是你所心爱的新娘，犯了罪。
And she's going to have to die.
And 她必须要死。
And Jesus would have said, "But I don't want her to have to die."
耶稣会这样说，我不希望她死。
And the Father said, "The penalty of sin is death. She's going to have to die."
父神会这样说，罪的工价必须是死，所以他只能要死。
Then Jesus said, Then I will die for her.
耶稣就会这样说，那我会为她而死。
I will die so that she can live.
耶稣会说，我会为她死，这样子她就可以活。
See, Christmas is the amazing story that Jesus loved us so much that he became human to die for us in our place.
所以圣诞节是这样一个奇妙的、美妙的故事，因为他告诉我们，耶稣基督是如此的爱我们，所以他要变成一个人，所以他能够为我们的死。
He came to die so that we can live.
他来这世上就是要为我们的死，这样子我们可以活下去。
See, that is the good news of Jesus Christ.
这就是关于耶稣基督的好消息。
And those of us who receive that good news, we are the most blessed people on the face of this earth.
所以呢，当我们这些已经接受了这样的好消息的人士，在这个世上是最蒙福的人。
And that is the significance of Christmas. Jesus became flesh to die for our sins.
这个就是耶稣，这个就是圣诞节的重要性。耶稣基督他道成了肉身，啊，为我们的死。
But see, the story should not end here.
当然，这个故事并不会也就此结束。
See, if the gospel is true, if love truly came down, if Jesus truly died for us.
那如果说真的是这个爱，还有耶稣基督他真的降临了，他为我们的死。
Then people around us, they got to be able to see the gospel impact in our lives.
让我们身边的人就应该能看见。这个福音在我们身上所产生的这个作用。
And that's why we see number three, we are to display the glory of God by living out His love in our lives.
所以这就是到了我们要提的第三点，我们要在生命中去践行神的爱，以彰显神的荣耀。
Now, we all know we need to love, but the question is, how do we do it?
那我们都知道说我们需要爱别人。但问题就是说我们怎么样去做。
Well, let's look at the example of our gospel writer, Apostle John.
我们就看一看我们这个经文的作者，这个使徒约翰。
You know, Apostle John, his nickname used to be the Son of Thunder.
所以大家也知道说约翰他的这个外号也叫做是雷子，就雷霆之子。
Because he was impatient, he was prone to anger, he's impetuous.
因为他是一个很不耐烦，很容易发怒，而且急躁的一个。
One time some people rejected the gospel, and he said to Jesus, Rabbi, could we call down fire from heaven and consume the entire village?
有一次呢，有一些人拒绝了福音，这时候他对这个耶稣说，拉比啊，我们能不能从天上降火，然后烧掉这整个村子。
John was a man full of anger and rage.
他是一个非常充满了愤怒的一个人。
But now he's transformed into a different person, the apostle of love.
但是在这里他已经变成了完完全全变成一个不一样的人，他变成了一个爱的使徒。
And if you have read his writings, it's all about God's love for us and how we should love one another.
如果你读一下他的经文，你会发现他讲的所有都是说神是如此的爱我们，我们应该怎么样去爱别人。
Wait, how did the Son of Thunder turn into the apostle of love?
所以大家想想怎么一个雷霆之子怎么样变成了爱的使徒。
May I suggest to you that because in his heart of hearts, he experienced personally Jesus' love for him.
我是否可以这样说，这样提示，就是说在约翰的这个内心深处，他经历了神对他的爱。
I want to show you a few verses of how John describes himself.
我想跟大家看一看几段经文，是看看约翰是怎么样描述他自己的。
During the Last Supper, John chapter 13, one of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. He's talking about himself.
那在这个最后晚餐里面呢，这个经文约翰福音十三章二十三节，有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里，他在描述他自己。
During the crucifixion, John chapter 19, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here is your son.
当耶稣在十字架上为我们受难的时候，经文是这样说，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。
After the resurrection, John chapter 21, he said, Jesus said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord.
在耶稣复活之后，经文的21章6到7节，耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，你就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。
John kept calling himself again and again the disciple whom Jesus loved.
一次又一次，约翰是这样称呼自己的，耶稣所爱的那门徒。
Because he knew it, because he felt it, because he personally experienced the love of Jesus in his life.
因为他很清楚知道，而且他真真实实的经历了耶稣对他的爱。
All of you know I have 5 precious girls.
那你们都知道说我有五个女儿。
But most of the people that we meet get them confused with one another because their names are all very unusual.
那很多可能见过他们的人呢，可能有时候都搞不清楚他们是哪个打哪个，而且他们的名字也是有点比较特别的。
And after all, they all kind of look like each other.
当然他们长得都很像。
So whenever we go out as a family, our girls find that they often have to introduce themselves.
当我们有时候我们作为整个一个家庭一起出去的时候，我是女儿们经常呢是需要去介绍他们自己的。
Now, what if one of them said this?
那如果他们其中一个这样说
，Oh, hi, my name is so and so.
他说我的名字是这个名字。
And I am the one that daddy loves.
然后我是这个爸爸所爱的。
Wait, now that would be very awkward right there, right? I mean, it would create some tension.
当然，这个就会非常的有点奇怪，而且会可能造成一些紧张的感觉。
But you know what? You know what? The truth is, Daddy, in his heart, he will be rejoicing.
当然也知道说，当 Daddy 就是听到这个话的时候，心里肯定会非常的高兴。
I would be smiling. Why?
我当时如果听到这样的话，我肯定脸上会笑得非常的开心。
Because Daddy wants every one of them to know that Daddy loves them individually dearly.
因为爸爸想让他们每一个人都知道说，爸爸爱他们每一个人，而且每一个人的爱都不一样。
I believe the Apostle John, it's because he experienced God's love for him personally, not just God loved the world, but no, God loved the Apostle John.
我想说，我相信约翰在这里要说的是说，约翰他经历了神对他的爱，不光是神爱整个世界，而且是神怎么样爱他这个人的。
And that knowledge transformed him from son of thunder to the apostle of love.
就是因为经历的认知，把他从这个雷子变成了爱的使徒。
And I hope that this beautiful season, we will be reminded, powerfully reminded, love came down to love not just the world, but loves you and loves me.
我希望说，在这个简美妙的季节，我们每个人要记住说，爱降临了，而且神不光是爱整个世界，而且是爱我们每一个人，爱你每一个人。
So we got to love others, but what does that love look like?
那当我们要爱其他人，那怎么样去爱呢？
Look at verse 14 again. The Word became flesh, made His dwelling among us. We've seen His glory, the glory of one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们看一下14节经文。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
God's love looks like this, full of grace, full of truth.
神的爱它就是长这个样子，就是充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Our church meets up with 2 other churches in the Seattle area. Churches very different background. Churches very different ethnicity from us, Chinese church.
我们的教会呢，与西雅图地区的另外两个教会呢，我们有一个联合的这个会面。那这两个教会跟我们是非常不一样的，背景还有这个人的这个种族的分配也不一样。
And so the intent is to join efforts and to show the city that even though we are different, we have unity and that we want to make an impact in the city of Seattle.
那我们想说我们的目的就是说想向这个西雅图这个城市展示说虽然我们的背景不一样但是我们在神里面是在一起的我们想为这个事情而做一些影响
And so we've been meeting for the last 5-6 years and the pastors have been getting together to pray with one another
那我们在过去的5-6年时间里面我们一直都有这样的一个见面而且呢牧师们呢都彼此的为彼此做祷告
This Wednesday, one pastor asked for us to pray for him because he's going through a very difficult time.
那就在这个刚刚过去的这个周三，其中有位牧师就要请我们为他祷告，因为他正在经历一些非常困难的这个时间。
See, his entire church is going through a storm where many members are challenging him in his stance on.Sexual ethics.
他整个教会现在正在面临着一场风暴，因为教会里面很多的成员都在挑战他的这个对性道德的立场。
This pastor believes that the Bible is very clear that marriage is between a man and a woman, but some members strongly disagree.
那这位牧师他是非常的相信圣经里面很清楚的说到。婚姻是在一个男和女之间的，但是他的教会很多成员有强烈的反对。
And they're making a lot of noises in the church.
而且他们在教会里面呢，有很多这些不一样的声音。
And so this pastor has been having many difficult conversations with these individuals.
这位牧师呢，一直呢，就要和这些教会的成员呢，都在做一些很困难的这样一些讨论和对话。
And as you can imagine, these are difficult conversations. They are usually very heated, and they don't end well.
大家也都可以想象，这些讨论经常肯定是非常困难的，而且非常的激烈，通常也不会有很好的结果。
And as this pastor was reflecting on these meetings, and he humbly asked us to pray for him.
当这个牧师呢在回想这些对话、这些讨论的时候，他很谦卑的要求我们为他做祷告。
He said, "Perhaps there's some things that I could have said. Perhaps there's some things that I could have done to make the meeting go better and more smooth."
他说，可能真的是有一些事情、有些话我可以说，有些人可以做，想让这些对话、这些会议呢，可以进行的更好。
Please pray for me, he said, to be more humble, to be more patient.To be more loving.
他说真的是请为我祷告让我变得更加有耐心更加的谦卑而且更加的有爱。
And that's exactly what we did. We prayed for him that yes, God would grant him more humility, more patience, and more love.
我们就为他这样祷告求神给他更多的谦卑更多的耐心更多的爱。
But our prayer does not end there.
但我们的这个为他祷告不光光就在这里结束了。
We pray that God would strengthen him.
我们也求神可以让他更加的强壮。
That he would stand firm on the truth of God.
这样子呢，他有足够的强壮，可以说去坚持神的真理。
For without truth, there would be no love.
因为如果没有真理的话，就没有爱。
And it's the truth.That sets us free.
而且是真，这个真理让我们得到了自由。
Amen.
Amen.
See, true love. What does that look like? It means grace. It means truth.
所以这个真爱到底它应该长什么样子呢？它是恩典与真理。
And that's the calling.That Jesus has for us to live that out in our lives.
这就是耶稣基督给我们的这个呼召，就是在我们的生命里面要活出他的恩典和真理。
2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ."
哥林多后书的5:20说了，所以我们做基督的使者。
We are to represent Jesus in this world.
我们就是要在这个世上，这个属世上去代表着耶稣基督。
To the people in our lives.
在我们的生命里面，我们要向他们展示耶稣基督。
Lee Strobel, a famous pastor and writer, he quotes a woman who's had some bad experiences with the church, with Christians.
那这里有一位著名的牧师和作者，就是李斯特罗尔，他引用了一位呢一个这样的女生，她和教会有一些不愉快的经历。
He's been having conversations with her, and this is her earnest plea with him.
他牧师和这位女生做了很多的讨论，那这些话呢，就是这个女生所说出的心里很诚实的话。
She said these words, "Do you understand that you represent Jesus to me?"
她说了这样的话，她说：“你明白你在我面前是代表耶稣吗？”
Do you understand that when you treat me with gentleness, it raises the question in my mind that perhaps Jesus is gentle too?
你明白吗？当你很温柔地对待我的时候，我的脑海里面就会浮现出这样的问题，说耶稣可能也是如此的温柔的。
Do you understand that when you listen to my questions without laughing at me, I think perhaps Jesus is interested in my questions too?
你明白吗？当你聆听我的问题而不取笑我的时候，我会这样想说，可能耶稣基督对我也非常的感兴趣。
Do you understand that when you talk about your scars from your past, I think perhaps then I am a regular person as well?
你明白吗？当你去谈到说你过去所经历的这些伤害啊，你的伤疤的时候，我会想说，哦，可能我也只是一个普通人而已。
But perhaps I'm normal instead of being a bad, no good little girl who deserves abuse.
他说，我会这样想，可能我也就是一个很普通的人，而不是一个不值得的这样的一个女孩。
Says, do you understand that when you show care to me, I think perhaps Jesus cares for me too?
他说，你明白吗？如果你在乎我的时候，我可能会想说，可能耶稣也在乎我。
Do you understand that your words are his words?
你明白吗？你说的话对我来说就是他的话。
Your face is like his face to me.
对我来说看到你的脸，其实我就觉得是看见了耶稣的脸。
Please be who you say you are.
所以说，在我面前就做你说你会是怎么样的一个人。
Please don't let this be another trick.
所以希望不要这个不是另外一个小把戏。
Please let this one be real.
请说让这一次是一个真实的经历。
Do you know and understand that you represent Jesus to me?
你知道还有你明白说在我面前你代表的是耶稣基督吗？
So let's remember this Advent season. Let's remember that's our calling. We represent Jesus Christ to this world.
所以在这个降临期的季节里面，我们要紧紧的记住，在这个世上，我们代表的是耶稣基督。
And may we display God's love to those around us by living out God's grace and God's truth.
愿我们呢可以说在我们的生命里面活出神的恩典和真理，这样子向我们周遭的人去显示他的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, that you being God would come to dwell among us.
亲爱的耶稣基督，感谢你爱我们，你是神，你却来到我们中间。
You became a human being to die for us and redeemed us from our sins.
你成为一个人，为的就是要为我们的死把我们从最终赎出来。
Lord Jesus, during this Advent season, we humbly pray that you, being the light of the world, would shine brightly in this dark world.
亲爱的主基督耶稣，在这个降临期的季节里面，我们谦卑的祷告，你是那世界之光，求你在这个黑暗的世界里面去闪耀。
Display your glory full of truth and grace in and through us.
那在我们身上，借着我们，透过我们，在我们去展示你那充充满满的恩典和真理。
Help us to be your true light in this dark world.
帮助我们在这个黑暗的世代里面成为你的真光。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
阿门。
阿门。